guys. Welcome back to Toby Talk with Dom and Emma. Emma's actually feeling under the weather today, guys, but she will be in our interview this week, so don't worry. Don't be afraid. So first off, before we start the interview, I'd like to say thank you to all of our supporters for the contributions on Giving Tuesday. We were able to raise over $1,400 for teen volunteering programs and services across the nation. So shout out to you guys. And a very big thank you to Nectar Juice Bar as well in Anaheim Hills off of East La Palma Avenue for helping participate in our fundraising as well on Giving Tuesday. So before we get into the interview, guys, a little background on our guest this week. His name is Glenn Yopis. He is a Cuban-American entrepreneur, best-selling author, and senior advisor to Fortune 500 companies and organizations. And he also is a Lion's Heart board member. It's a wonderful interview talking about leadership, the importance of volunteering, and why it's important to be yourself. So without further ado, let's get right to it. All right, guys, we are here with special guest Glenn Yopis. So Glenn, tell us a little about yourself and what your role is here with Lion's Heart.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm a board member at Lion's Heart, very proud to be one. In my day job, I'm an author. I'm a business author of two books, soon to be number three in 2019. And I help through my books corporations on understanding how to lead in the age of personalization.
Mm. Fantastic. And so, Glenn, how and why did you get involved with Lion's Heart?
Well, how can you not want to be involved with an organization that has a mission around helping groom and guide teens to understand how to be strong citizens, to learn how to be volunteers and through their volunteering efforts, be able to identify leadership skills that can serve to be very beneficial for all members for the rest of their lives. So that's what's really drawn me to it, and given my background and leadership strategy, I felt very aligned to share what I've seen happening in the workplace and how companies are thinking about their talent pool and how Lion's Heart can learn from those things as its members start thinking about their careers, as they start thinking about college and what their dreams are for the future.
Yeah, it's wonderful. What opportunities do teens have through Lion's Heart when they're getting involved in community service, whether it's developing leadership skills, finding new passions, or character building, or even creating their own individual identity going forward into young adulthood?
Well, let's take this notion of identity, because what I've come to learn in my organization's research is that you know, society really puts a lot of unnecessary pressures on us, especially as young teens. And what I hope to see Lion's Heart members recognize is that don't wait to what I call battle the gulf between assimilation and authenticity. Oftentimes, we find ourselves being more of what others want us to be rather than what we seek to be ourselves. And now I can remember when, you know, I was 15, 16, even 11 and 12 years of age. And I remember that there was a lot of pressure to try to fit in. And what I've learned in today's age of personalization is that what gets most celebrated and what gets most respected is people's authenticity, being able to connect with who people are and what they stand for and what they believe and what they don't believe about. And I believe what's so important is that we get to know each other as individuals. And I think that that's the power of Lion's Heart, is it allows us to really discover what our identity can be. And with the hopes of the relationships that we build, there's opportunity for those relationships to shape our identity into the future.
Perfect. So being involved in a number of different ventures, including, you know, all the volunteer experience that you had, you know, growing up as a kid and then, you know, going into this whole entrepreneurship type venture, do you have any inspirational moments from your time that you would like to share with our listeners?
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, I've learned that, at least in my journey, that it's so important that you do in your life, that your life is an accumulation of the things that you believe in, that the things that you're passionate about, and the things that you love to do. I mean, it's just so easy to take a path that accomplishes other people's goals and aspirations for you, rather than living the goals and aspirations that you have for yourself. And you know, for me, I was very fortunate because I had parents that saw something in me that apparently was unique, and they helped me discover what that uniqueness was and convert it into a career. So I share that because that's what a lot of people are dealing with right now. And oftentimes they don't take enough risks by betting on themselves because they're so concerned about what everybody else thinks that they should be placing bets on. And so I share that because when you become an entrepreneur, or if you know you become a worker or an employee in an organization, you really have to be true to the things that that you stand for, and really be true to the things that you feel that you can best contribute in. Because if not, then what's the point? I mean, in the end, I believe, and this is another reason for my involvement with Lion's Heart, is that we're all here to find a place to advance humanity. Because if that's not happening, then nothing's really sustainable. So those are my thoughts that I'd love to share with people.
Oh, that's great. And so what would you say to a teenager who maybe is struggling with the idea of taking a risk? You know, what is that one thing, or, you know, maybe nugget of advice that you would have to maybe help somebody who's maybe, you know, a little bit apprehensive about trying to figure out what that is about them that they want to do?
Well, first of all, let's take a step back. And before we get to, you know, taking a business risk or taking a risk in, you know, a venture, I think it's important that we understand that every relationship that we create is a risk.
This is true.
And that everyone that we decide to associate ourselves with is a risk. And I share this because I've learned in my own lives, in my own life, and observing the lives of others, of how we, that our decision making really is a byproduct of those that we decided to associate with or not. And I could imagine that as a teen in this day and age, there's a lot of social pressures. But over time, I also realized that, you know, that even though that the decisions that we make with those that we associate ourselves with may be unpopular, there comes a point where we know in our heart and in our head that they are the right decisions and or the wrong ones. So I share this because, you know, we all have friends. We all have people that we spend time with. I suggest that everyone, including you, both of you, take the time to evaluate the people that you associate yourself with and ask yourself, are those the people that you would want shaping your identity? And if they're not, I'd rather be friendless and find a place for me to educate myself than be with people that present the wrong types of influences upon my life. Because we only have one life, and we only have one journey. And I'd rather that that journey be something that we feel proud of rather than something that we regret later.
No, I definitely agree. And I think Dominic would speak to this as well. You know, with all the different volunteer opportunities that we offer for our kids and, you know, for those who are new to volunteering, like it provides them that opportunity to do just that, like really build meaningful relationships, not only with, you know, the other volunteers that might be attending an event, but, you know, really building relationship with the cause. You know, you might, we had a couple of students who've been on the podcast before who spoke to the fact that they were passionate about providing clean water to others around the world. And she got involved and started her own program, and she kind of built her own team based on that, you know, passion that she discovered from volunteering. So I think that's absolutely important. That's one of the things that we're real thrilled to be able to offer here at Lions Heart.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point, and I think it's we should take a couple of minutes, if I may, just expound upon what you said in a different type of way. The people that you associate with should be people that want to be part of a cause or part of a solution to bigger societal or world-changing issues that you can all connect on at a certain level. And what I'm not saying is that we should be associating ourselves with people who are like us. I think that we should find ways to connect with people whose like-mindedness helps us appreciate one another's differences. So I share that because whether it's the clean water example that you shared, there's many components to solving a cause like that require different types of people in your life. So the point that I'm making is that the people and the relationships that you build should be anchored on a higher calling.
Absolutely. I mean, you never know. I mean, you might have a conversation. Again, you might have different ideas on how to approach a problem. And then you kind of walk through those challenges together or with your team. And that's kind of the great thing is you have all these different ideas and backgrounds coming together. But again, you all come back to that common goal of trying to make a positive difference. And so that's a really cool thing.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
I guess for you, going through the whole business leadership aspect and probably hiring people as well. How have you seen the volunteering for people getting hired helps them, you know, be successful in their careers and in life as well?
Look, anytime that you can volunteer to make a difference, that speaks volumes about one's character. However, I'm also very careful in evaluating talent and people that are part of volunteer groups that do it to be compliant on a resume. In other words, volunteering is a commitment. It's not about being compliant to just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Right.
So I share this with you because I really take time to understand what people's motives are, you know, why they like volunteering, what they learn from the volunteering effort, because in the end, whether it's in business or in life, sharing your time is one of the most valuable things that you can do as an individual and as a leader that should not be connected to any type of a transaction. Because today in society, there is more of a need to interconnect with other people and be there for other people than ever before. I mean, I can share an example. My wife recently had surgery, and she's part of a group of women. And when there's a problem in a particular family, this group of women will rally behind each other to provide food or a meal for that family in need.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, my wife unfortunately has been recovering, and so we've been receiving a nice meal from what is now more than 17 families for the past 17 evenings.
Oh, wow.
And it's incredible. No, but here's the moral of the story is that I am all so appreciative of all those meals, but you can tell when someone put effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that my wife and I need food. We need help around the house as the leader and champion of our home is getting better. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather not have a meal if someone really doesn't feel like giving us one.
Right.
That's my point around volunteering.
That whole made with love concept.
Do it because it's something that matters to you, that is in alignment with your heart, and that you know will serve for the betterment of other people.
Yeah, and I know, like, we always speak to that here at Lion's Heart as well. You know, it's not just for a college resume or for an internship application. It's because you want to get out there and you want to be compassionate and you want to have that empathy towards people who really do need your help. And like you said, they appreciate your help and the time that you give in your community, whatever it is you're doing, whether, you know, you're serving at a food bank or you're making blankets for a animal shelter or you're helping put together backpacks for the homeless, whatever it is, people will appreciate the time that you give and your energy and willingness to go out and actually give your time.
And absolutely, and especially when you begin to understand the power of volunteering at a young age, mm-hmm. You realize that as you get older, you don't have to be asked to volunteer. You actually take the initiative to offer your time before it's even asked of you. And that's the power of Lion's Heart.
Absolutely. It's like you get hungry for it. You want to give more and more. And then you start eventually realizing that this is now a part of yourself, mm-hmm. is giving back. And so we really appreciate all of the efforts that our volunteers are doing each and every day. To our parents who are helping us, you know, facilitate the meetings. We couldn't do it without you guys. And of course, thanks to you, Glenn, and all of our board members who help guide us along the way, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, first of all, you're welcome. I like to say it the other way around. It's thank you, because if there was no organization, I wouldn't be a part of it. And if there wasn't the mission that Lion's Heart has, I would not have gravitated towards it. So I thank you for all the work that you're doing to help teens discover themselves, learn about the power of volunteering, and hopefully as Lion's Heart continues to do for over 10 years, really help teens connect their heads with their hearts, mm-hmm. because it's sharing that allows us to advance humanity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up, Glenn. Before we do, do you have any other shout-outs or pieces of advice you'd like to share for our listeners and teens in general?
Be yourself. Love who you are. Love others.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. Sounds great. Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, thank you, Glenn, so much for coming to our podcast today. We appreciate your tips, your words of wisdom, as well as your insight into this topic as well.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, thank you again, Glenn, for coming on to our show. Really appreciate having you on the podcast. And again, I want to give a thank you to everyone for helping out there, making it possible to bring more volunteering leadership programs to more teens across the country. Thank you for all your contributions on Giving Tuesday. And if you haven't, you can still make a donation by joining our Facebook fundraiser, which will be running through the end of the year. Visit our Facebook page, and it is pinned to the top of the page, so you can donate there. And be sure to follow us on social media, on Instagram, at Lion's Heart Service. And be sure for members to share your stories with us on our website or through social media. We always love hearing about what you guys are doing out there in the community, making a positive impact. And especially being in the thick of the holiday season, we want to see everything you guys are doing out there with all the opportunities that are being presented all across the nation to all of our chapters and all of our members. So that's going to wrap it up for me this week on episode 22. Thank you again, guys, for tuning in and listening every single week to Toby Talk. We really appreciate it. We hope to see you next week as well. So until then, don't forget to think of others before yourself. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So your jeans are ripped. There's souls needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart. You can change people's minds.